Christian Audio presents Deeper Waters, immersed in the life-changing truth of God's Word by Denise J. Hughes, narrated by Lisa Larson. To Kendall, your courage goes beyond all bounds. As the crowd was pressing in on Jesus to hear God's Word, he was standing by Lake Gennesaret. He saw two boats at the edge of the lake. The fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, which belonged to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the land. Then he sat down and was teaching the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down your nets for a catch." When they did this, they caught a great number of fish. Then they brought the boats to land, left everything, and followed him. Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. The voice we hear. Wise words are like deep waters. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 4. My kids look forward to every Tuesday for no other reason than I had promised on those nights not to cook. On Tuesdays, their father drove straight from work to a nearby university to pursue his graduate studies in Christian apologetics. So while my husband investigated the deep things of God, I put a frozen pizza in the oven and watched American Idol on TV with our children. I admit, I found the televised singing contest partly amusing. Some of the auditions were indeed humorous, if not absurd. But I also found it unsettling how so many Americans delighted in laughing at people who couldn't sing well. All of a sudden, we were no longer spectators. We were judges, chomping on pepperoni while pointing at a screen. She goes flat on the low notes. He can belt it, but he does that weird thing with his bangs. On and on we'd go. Still, the popular show was giving its audience something worth coming back for, something more than a few laughs and a remote chance at stardom. The singing contest was actually offering, in part, two essential elements in life, beauty and truth. We loved it when a contestant could really sing. The excitement of discovering a new, beautiful voice compelled us. And whenever the third judge spoke, we secretly appreciated his candor, even though his frankness oftentimes bordered rudeness. The winner gave us a voice of beauty. The third judge gave us a voice of truth, albeit a jaded form of it. Why else would so many millions tune in? We are drawn by a voice of beauty. We are held by a voice of truth. Not just in music, but in literature too. Whenever I attend a large event for women, I observe dozens and sometimes hundreds of women waiting in line to have a few brief moments with their favorite author. There's nothing wrong with this, of course. It's natural to want to connect with the person whose voice spoke to them in some way. It reveals a basic human tendency we all share. Something inside us gravitates toward voices of beauty and truth. We're influenced not only by the voices of popular singers and writers, but also by the voices of parents, teachers, coaches, pastors, neighbors, and even total strangers. For good or bad, voices influence us. And with the advent of the internet, millions of voices contend for an audience every day. They vie for our attention. A few will be heard above the noise. Mostly the ones that resemble, at least to some degree, an element of beauty and truth. There's only one problem. Not every beautiful voice bears reliable truth. Some voices are a distant echo of truth, an alloyed measure of the real thing. So we must discern what is true from what is untrue, what is real from what is unreal. But how? What standard can we use to determine reliable truth? When I was in high school, I attended my church's youth group. One night, the youth pastor asked for a volunteer to come to the middle of the room. He held up a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?